right back.
More Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and more than 5,000 Palestinians are now reported by the Gaza Health Ministry to have died in Israeli strikes since the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel October 7th. President Biden released a joint statement with the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, welcoming the release of two American hostages from Gaza, reiterating the right of Israel to defend itself, and urging Israel to protect civilians. The president also spoke again with Israel's leader.
Regarding that call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the White House said this, quote, the leaders affirmed that they will now be continuing flow of this critical assistance into Gaza. The president expressed appreciation for Israel's support in helping to accommodate the release of two American hostages. That release happened Friday, of course. President Biden spoke with the mother and daughter by phone before departing for Delaware. We saw that happen on Friday. And the administration is still trying to sort out how many of the 10 Americans that are still unaccounted for, how many of them are being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza, or how many of the 10 are already dead.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A third convoy of aid trucks is being sent in from Egypt to Gaza, but with no fuel, and hospitals report scrounging to keep generators and life-saving medical equipment running. It's a closed-door meeting this evening for House Republicans to hear from nine candidates for House Speaker, including Kevin Hern from Oklahoma.
You actually have to know what the problems are before you can come up with a solution, and I think I'm best fit to do that.
Congressman Hern on Fox and Friends. First, former President Trump's civil business fraud trial in New York City is adjourned for today due to COVID exposures. Now, the manhunt continues for the Nashville police chief's son, wanted for shooting at two police officers investigating a stolen vehicle outside a store in Laverne, Tennessee. That's a Nashville suburb. His officers survived. Chief John Drake says that he's had minimal contact with his 38-year-old son, John Jr., over many years, that they're estranged, and that he now needs to be found and held accountable for his actions. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
New Jersey Senate Democrat Bob Menendez is due back in court today to enter a plea on the newest charges against him.
Menendez and his wife Nadine have been indicted on additional charges accusing them of conspiring to act as foreign agents for the government of Egypt. Prosecutors say they, along with a New Jersey businessman from Egypt, wanted to help out the country's military and intelligence agencies. Their planned arraignment for last Wednesday was postponed until today. Now, this is all on top of the initial charges alleging Menendez and his wife accepted a luxury car, cash, and gold to help out Egyptian officials, as well as the businessman, intervening with the Department of Agriculture to help him remain the sole provider of halal-approved meat products from the U.S. to Egypt. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Detroit have not identified a suspect or a motive for the fatal stabbing of synagogue president Samantha Wall Saturday morning.
Wall led the Isaac Agree downtown synagogue. She was also a campaign staffer for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and a former aide to Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, who posted this after the funeral. Quote, she was a proud Jewish woman and a deep believer in the cause of interfaith dialogue, and the crowd full of people of all faiths represented that commitment.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Negotiations are set to resume tomorrow between TV and movie studios and streaming companies and the striking actors union.
It's been almost 2 weeks since the talks between SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers abruptly stopped, with the management side saying they were too far apart. The restart confirmation came over the weekend in a joint statement after the strike had hit the 100-day mark. Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos told Variety on Saturday that he's, quote, an optimist about finding an agreement with the union. He made the comments during a gala at his home, saying they're, quote, trying very hard to get a deal in place. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Dow futures are down 141 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. People could be paying more for their power bills depending on a decision from the Illinois Commerce Commission. It will determine in the next few months whether to allow rate hikes for major utility companies across the state. An administrative judge within the ICC ruled that the rate hikes are necessary for the companies, but the commission will have the final say. A call for more security at one Champaign Elementary School being answered. Security upgrades coming to Booker T. Washington STEAM Academy. Teachers, students, and parents demanding more attention to safety after a shooting near the school last month. School district assigning a floating security guard with a security team to patrol the area during lunch hours. A bill introduced to address the road safety and traffic for Illinois drivers. It comes following serious crashes on I-70 corridor, including a hazmat crash on Saturday, September 30th on Route 40. Five were killed after a tanker of anhydrous ammonia overturned. House Bill 4182 creates the Construction Zone Safe Detour Act. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Hello. It's 8 o'clock hour on the first Monday, or last, next to last. We have 23rd, 30th, and gosh, November, a week from Wednesday.
Yep.
Solier says next week we might not get out of the 40s.
Wow.
And so that's kind of, look at the dang calendar, man. That's what I would say.
I know.
Okay, so we got weather brought to you by Carl.
You can count on Carl for the flu shots, COVID vaccinations, a guide for care recommendations to make you feel better faster, and they're hiring. Learn more at carl.org.
All right, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, I saw Bill Acheson. I saw Todd Salen. Todd is recovering. He's fighting cancer. Okay. He looked great. Gave him a big hug.
All right.
Bill Acheson said that Solier is really, really good. And I listen for Greg Solier. That's what
Thank you for the compliment.
Oh, by the way, Pitmaster Tim Onstott is on his way to Pine Bluff, Arkansas this morning to a big competition this weekend, he and Donna. I passed by the I had to use my nose in the crowd to
find him. Found
him.
Okay.
Anyway,
the orange and blue flag on Saturday.
I had two ribs.
The slabs are individual ones.
Just individual.
I'd have to have a couple whole slabs.
Yeah, but it was kind of a private party. But I just kind of snuck in there and said, "Hey."
Exactly.
Anyway, it was delicious.
Keep it on the down.
Yeah, Tim will be on the smoke show on Thursday, and we'll talk to him from Arkansas, and he's one of the best, and his brisket. Yeah, you had the brisket, so
yes, that was fantastic. Yep. About the best I think I've ever had. I'm a little envious. I could go for at least a half slab, even at this early hour.
That's right. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. What you got this week, partner?
Well, yeah, kind of, you know, let's get it done while you may, where you can, the best you can. Safety first, as we say in the agribusiness world. If you got harvest in mind, it's been generally ahead of the game in our particular part of the Corn Belt and points on westward. We'll get back at it. Going to have to wait probably a couple of 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, that's the degree of wet weather coming our way. But then again, drought relief for the worst areas. Rain coming on down through a good part of Texas, the worst drought areas there. Oklahoma will get into it, and that's the moisture fetch that comes up our way to later this week. And yeah, kind of a November feel beginning here about a week from now. Out the door this morning, 41 Willard and Savoy, 39 Rantoul later on today. Nice one. Get out and enjoy. Sunshine, breezy, milder. 68 will bottom out in the 50s tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, warmer for the day tomorrow. Another extended play hooky in the lunchtime hour day tomorrow at 77. Couple of showers near 60 late tomorrow night. Wednesday, couple of showers morning and afternoon. We'll rubber stamp it for Thursday, 73 Wednesday, 75 Thursday, 77 Friday. But that's going to be our rainiest day. Several rounds of showers and thunderstorms. Storms and then showery weather for the weekend. High temperatures in the 60s, not out of the 40s for early next week and probably beyond. Inch or two worth of rain across the area as well. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, so the rules of using phones have changed. There's no doubt. I know you're going, huh? Because you're used to the wall phone of the kitchen. And you got the curly thingy that always got all tangled up.
Yes.
An etiquette expert, best-selling author, keynote speaker, runs Show Up Well Counseling, an executive protocol company based in Austin, Texas. Jan Goss, how are you, Jan?
I'm so good. I'm glad that you picked up the phone so we can connect.
I mean, yeah. Alexander Graham Bell's the man back in the day when he invented the phone. We used to have party lines, and in the first Champaign phone book that I ever saw had like five numbers. I mean, you just didn't need much to get to. Yeah. I mean, our population when Red Grange was here 100 years ago was 15,000 people.
Right.
That's a population now. It's like over 200,000.
Right.
Anyway, Jan, things have changed etiquette-wise.
Things have evolved.
What's that?
Things have evolved.
They have evolved, and they tend to multiply and compound with technology to where I remember vividly asking the wonderful Mrs. A from high school, I said, what is that? She said, it's a machine that will heat up your pizza.
Wow.
Microwave?
Microwave.
What's a microwave? Dang, Jan. Okay, so what is the current etiquette of phone? You don't call everybody. They don't want to talk to you anymore. They want to text you or
don't
something.
Don't want to be awkward.
It's true.
I think the important thing to keep in mind is that the goal is connecting. You want to connect. So we have to meet people where they are and not expect them to come to our way of doing things, because it is a little antiquated now to leave a voicemail.
So
even if you're short and sweet,
nobody wants to listen to the voicemail. they can see you call, but nobody wants to hear it. So, I mean, I think we need to do is we need a survey. Where are you?
Okay.
I need to know, man, because I don't know what generation. We have letters
right.
What generation are you from? And then I'll know. And then I need a laminated key from you, Jam. Tell me Z is here, X is here, boomers are here.
Right.
We didn't even know. The boomers are still on the wall phone in the kitchen.
Right.
Well, it's always appropriate to ask someone, what is your best form of communication?
Okay.
Would you like for me to text? Can I give you a phone call? I still like it. I have 20-year-old family members, and they call me. They pick up the phone and call me because they know that's what I like.
Right. Okay. So, but we now can talk into my wrist and walk along and look like we've got mental issues when we were actually on the pods and things in your ears, and that's you're just talking to yourself.
It's
efficient, but if you're in an airport, people think you're talking to them.
Right.
It's just like, wow, I don't know what you're doing. You sound weird.
You are hitting on my pet peeve, and this article didn't even address that, is that when you have a conversation, it should only be between two people.
Yeah, but if you're sitting behind me in the airplane going, well, I don't know, but get that report. And I'm going, first of all, why do you think I want to know you're so cool because you can do that?
Exactly.
Why do I want to know that? I don't want to know that. And yet it's some sort of a statusy thing or something.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head on that. The important thing is that we connect.
Okay, so we want to connect. So if I have a call later today and it's an owner of a business, I never make a mistake on a text, do I?
If someone calls you or if someone texts you.
Just
if I'm wanting
to connect with a person that is a business and I have their cell phone, I would much be more texting short, sweet, really quick versus a voicemail that I leave for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if it's a transactional communication,
yep.
A text is preferred.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's any emotion attached to it, or if there's an issue you need to solve, people need to hear your voice, even if it's in a voice text.
And are people missing emails more and more because they get 190 a day?
Right. And it could go to spam.
Yeah.
You know, that happens for sure. Texting is the fastest, quickest form of communication. And the younger generations like it if we text them. And certainly before we call, if we're going to, they're not going to answer your phone call.
A whole lot of people are in the world of sales. What would you recommend on how they mine for new business? Because people don't really want to see you. They don't want a cold call anymore. They don't want
to. They don't have time.
What do you do, Jan?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some pretty elaborate systems in the email world for sales teams. And in terms of phishing for business, email is still the best communication for that.
Email?
Yes.
Yeah. But I never respond to anything
and again,
that says,
it depends on
dear
the person,
customer.
So,
yeah, no, I don't even look at that.
Exactly.
Dear producer.
The shorter, the better.
Needs to be, hey, Jan, I got an idea, got a minute, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather,
exactly.
as opposed to, Dear person, mass mailing, I reached 12,000 people. Yes. No, you didn't. You reached about 8 because of spam.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How it works.
Exactly.
Okay, Jan, don't leave voicemail.
Make it short and sweet.
Short and sweet. The goal is to connect. That's
connect.
Our goal. Mm-hmm. It is, though. Let's hit the bed here. Very much like the Jetsons anymore. Who'd have thunk we'd have had a Rosie and all those old things? Anyway, Jan, nice to meet you. How can people connect with Jan Goss?
Come to showupwell.com. That's showupwell.com. I'd love to connect.
All right. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you. Austin, Texas.
Etiquette expert.
George Jetson. Anybody know the words to this? You're over 60 if you do.
If you had this as your, you know, Halloween costume or something, would people know who you are?
What was the name of the dog that they walk at the end? What was the name?
They mentioned Elroy already.
No, but what's the dog's name?
I thought the dog was Elroy.
Elroy's the little boy.
Okay.
Astro.
Thank you.
You betcha.
That does sound right.
Yeah, let me prove how old I am. Yeah, that's impressive. Okay, Diane's got a little sports headline.
I do. And when it comes to the Illini, Wisconsin beat Illinois in the fourth quarter. The final was 25-21. I think over 54,000 fans in for homecoming. What a blast in the tailgating. Let's focus on the positive. Our next game will be...
because I don't care anymore.
Okay.
I had a wonderful time
Newton
tailgating.
Situation.
No, it was electricity. I didn't have a wisp of doubt in the first half. I said, we're just going to win this. The energy is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, our bugaboo all year is into the half. We have given up points every stinking time. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay Layman after three today.
Yes,
And Luke Altmyer, the quarterback, who I think is going to be super here for the next 2 years. That's huge. I think we got a quarterback now.
Absolutely. And when it comes to Sunday's NFL action, Cleveland over the Colts 39-38. We had Denver over Green Bay 19-17. And the Bears came out on top over the Las Vegas Raiders 30-12.
What's the kid's name? Bengent, the backup quarterback.
Right.
Who I think has the most touchdown passes in the history of football because he played Division II. And he's a CrossFitter. So his training is CrossFit, and he played great.
Okay.
I mean, he got the game ball. He led their, I don't even know his name, but he played.
This is for the Bears.
Bears.
Justin Fields' backup.
Exactly.
Justin had a thumb issue.
Yeah, thumb
or
issue, and they don't know if and when.
Okay.
He's coming, I mean, next week? I don't know. But I knew that this kid, if he doesn't play next week and the Bears won 30-12, they're going to say, well, why don't you play the other kid?
Right.
Don't they say the most popular guy on the football team is a second-team quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy did play well. Congratulations. And his whole family was there at Soldier Field. He got the game ball. What a great day for him.
Awesome. Illinois over Ottawa on Friday night in exhibition basketball action, 116-65. Next up will be Kansas on Sunday at 5.
Wow.
And that's going to be a great game. Luke Goody to talk about all of this tomorrow during the drive.
Yeah,
so make sure you're here listening.
Be on after 4, I think, for Luke Goody. He'll be in Philo. He's coming to Philo tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So, nice young man, and he did this last year for us. Looking forward to it.
Our volleyball team beating Rutgers. Now we're 10-10 on the season. Next up will be Indiana Wednesday at Huff Hall at 7 o'clock. So go Illini all around.
Okay. Greg says he's pretty good this week. Some rain coming.
Wonder how it'll be for our trick-or-treaters at the end of the month.
Going to be cold.
Okay.
He said next week, maybe 40s.
Ooh.
Check your Fox Business Minute coming up, 8:20.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Amvis Saturday. Some nice mild days ahead. Plenty of rain ahead. Get it done while you may, where you can, and the best you can over the second half of the week. And a couple of more outbreaks expected over the weekend as we transition into more or less a mid to late November feel come early to mid next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder. Afternoon highs today on your Monday at about 68. The southeast to south wind increasing at 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cool tonight, fair and in the 50s. Tomorrow, windy, warmer, partly cloudy, 77 for the high. That's almost 15 above average with a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Lows down to about 60 and up to 73 we climb with a couple of showers both morning and afternoon on Wednesday. Breezy, mild weather Thursday. More rain ahead both morning and afternoon. The high about 70. 75. A couple of showers and thunderstorms, 77 on Friday. Showers for the weekend. High temperatures in the 60s, but by Monday, Tuesday next week, only in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another big merger in the oil and gas business. Chevron is buying Hess for $53 billion. The deal comes less than 2 weeks after ExxonMobil revealed plans to buy Pioneer Natural Resources. Electric car company Fisker has lowered prices for some vehicles. The Ocean Extreme SUV will cost less, now under $62,000, and customers who already ordered or purchased the model will receive a $7,500 refund. Kim Kardashian is launching a line of Skims clothing for men. It will include boxers, briefs, and undershirts. Kardashian says she sees an opportunity for higher-end products for men in a category dominated by mass brands. Prices will range from $16 to $54. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Well, if you are getting married, you might want to talk money.
Yeah.
With your significant other. And just talk to me what your history is.
Where
do you
are
have
you
any?
At? Should we combine our accounts?
Yep. Credit scores, credit card debt, mm-hmm. which is really, really hard because it's 20 to 30% interest right now. Nuts. So get with each other and, you know, talk about whether you want your own individual accounts or how you're going to do that. Busey's there for everything, your personal stuff, your mortgage. Obviously, business, the cash management, wealth management. And if you say, I don't have any wealth, well, if you just start when you get married and you're going to all set aside $200 a month, you'll like that when you're 65. Visit Busey.com or you can stop by one of their convenient locations today. Busey since 1868 and still called Busey. That's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure anybody else in town can do that
you're
except
right.
the University of Illinois.
That's right.
That's just kind of what it is. Busey, member FDIC.
The world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Really want to promote our emergency room services at Heart of Mary. Getting ready to do a campaign just to show the community what a great service that is when you're in a health emergency and you need care. Our team at Heart of Mary will take great care of you and we'll get you in and out. Our wait times are usually less than 10 minutes. Door to provider times have run under 15 minutes. And so you're going to see a physician in less than 20 minutes when you come to Heart of Mary ER. That's a sensational service for the community. One other area I want to promote is that OSF Heart of Mary is in network with your health insurance provider. We take all insurances, everything that is in the community, all payers, our providers, our hospital, our ancillary departments, our new surgery center, and our urgent cares accept your insurance. And so if you're having trouble getting in with a provider, know that OSF can see you timely, quickly, and we take your plan.
All righty. So the Stever, the program we invented where I give you money to actually go to really good business. Today's really good business is Curtis Orchard. And I kind of planned it. on this day, knowing that we had an off football weekend. Might have to dodge some raindrops, so pick your time because you got till the end of the month. I'm going to give you a couple extra days.
Well, the beginning of this week is the time to use it. Aren't we 78 for a high tomorrow? Yeah. So 3902 South Duncan Road. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 on Sunday.
So you go to ghoststever.com. You can register if you've never joined, and then you'll be available to get my texts and offers. And today's offer is $50. I'm giving you $50 to go to Curtis Orchard. And when you check out, you got to spend all $50. You can't break it up and go get some apples. You have to just do it all at once.
Right.
Whenever you do that, just show up once to the check. They got quite a few registers now. They got more open registers than any Walmart at any time. Let's just say that. It's kind of a dig at Walmart.
There's definitely a pivot on these big box stores.
Why does Walmart make, this is really off course, why does Walmart make 40 aisles of checkout and have two people and then 14 blue jackets standing around? I don't get it.
I have started to pivot. I'm just doing it myself at the you know.
Well, people go self-check. To totally do it because, I mean, Aldi's gone to that. Yep. And they still have one register, but they always have people helping.
That's right.
The Germans. Let's just talk about the Germans. The Germans are so efficient. You go to Germany, if you've been there, remember all the log stacks? There's not one log out of place. They just kind of know the systematic way to do it neatly. Mm-hmm. Aldi is German, and they've got the system. Because when I check out at Aldi, it's fast.
Yeah.
Some of the barcodes and their stuff is like covers the whole package, so it's easy to aim it.
It's good.
Anyway, where was I? Curtis Orchard. Curtis Orchard. You want $50 at Curtis Orchard.
And plenty of great staff there to help you and check you out. And again, you're using the $50 at one register, and that could be taking some people to the Flying Monkey Cafe for lunch between 11 and 2 in October and having some of the homemade favorites. The You Pick 'em Apple Choices, Golden Delicious, Honeycrisp, Jonathan, Evercrisp. I mean, that's a terrific experience. And to teach the kids about the bees and just being outside, it's just a blast.
Okay, so ghoststever.com and just enter. You'll get an email tonight after 8 if you're one of our winners. You'll have to the end of the month to get over there and enjoy my $50. Then when it's done, you push complete on your phone and you'll get a survey that you must thoughtfully, casually, give me some stuff.
Yeah.
Give me something I can help with.
Yeah,
Randy
take note Grant. Of some of the people's names and say, hey,
yeah, no, right.
Marlene Breen was awesome when she checked me out. And, she goes to my church.
Or something that maybe you can say, I would suggest this. It might help with parking kind of thing. They'd love to know.
Yeah.
They're really open for that.
That's right.
All of our guests appear on the Tavis Towing phone line. Coming up, we'll do news. And then after that, I'm going to play a little Brett Bielema after the game, a little extended. And same with Brett Underwood. After basketball, impossible to know exactly where we are. We were 14 out of 42 from three, which is 33%, which would be like 4 or 5 percentage points better than last year. But again, 42 threes is a lot. But then again, we were up 54 points at one point. So I think it was just kind of get your legs under you and run a little bit. And this is an NAIA team we played, so small.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to win those, and they couldn't guard anybody that we had because we're Division I Power 5 conference.
For sure.
But it's an exhibition.
It is.
They love probably coming because they can see where they are.
Yeah.
And in NAIA terms, they might be a very, very good team for all we know, but it's just a way to get started. Kansas will be fun because of the Bill Self element and the Hunter Dickinson. Boo! formerly of Michigan.
Right. And has he ever won here?
No.
I don't think so.
You can't count this.
Okay.
Doesn't count, Hunter.
It still would be great to beat him.
Doesn't count, Hunter.
Again.
Doesn't count. Except when we win, then it counts.
Yeah.
Then we petition the NCAA. I don't even know how they'll do that. And if you say, well, we're just going to go up and down, we're not keeping score kind of thing, then people have their own notebook. They will keep score. We'll know on Twitter.
Especially when we're
We'll know on X right after the game what the score was and who had what. Because people will be out there.
Cause I know.
Kind of a little
Even
bit,
though it doesn't count.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's Kansas and then we beat Kansas. Or, you know, also we're going to try and glean where we are. And if it looks like Kansas is totally a dominant, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we'll be very competitive, probably like you look at both teams and say, yeah, they got a lot of pieces, but we got some guys that we think will be. That's kind of what I think will happen. Just don't get hurt. That's where Luke Goody got hurt last year. So just go play hard, play your game. But dang it, he stepped on somebody's foot.
Don't play too hard.
Just go after. No, you got to play hard.
Okay.
These guys don't know another speed. Brad wants them to play as hard as they can and then take a break, come back, and then. But if you play with that intensity the whole thing, that's what we expect. That's what we want, is we want them to really, really get after it. So we are into basketball. That's fun. I think November 6th is Eastern Illinois.
Okay.
I think they're in town again. Last year it was not, was kind of competitive. So it'll be interesting to see the makeup of this team, the chemistry of this team, see some guys you don't know. There's a number of them you don't know. You don't know who they are. You don't know their face. Don't know their number. But that's just going to be acclimation period. ESPN Plus, which is a subscription, that will be kind of the early games. We're going to miss some of those. And if you don't have Peacock, you're going to miss some really good January Big Ten games, FYI. And then most everything else will be on a channel you can get. Okay, Monday morning, October 23, we'll be right back after our news. We'll play some Brett, we'll play some Brad, and then Jay Lehman after 3 today with the boys, and Luke Altmaier after 4.
Hear the show anytime at steviejay.com.
All right, be right back. Here's your news, local news coming up next with Greg's weather to follow. Stay.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. House Republicans will vote on a third candidate to put up for Speaker 3 weeks after ousting Speaker McCarthy. One of the nine emerging through the golden arches, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn.
I spent 25 years in business working with the largest brand in the world, McDonald's, bringing 3,500 franchisees together all over the country to pull on the same rope, so to speak, and then taking that experience when I came to Congress. And this year, I've led the Republican Study Committee, which is a caucus of all the other caucuses.
On Fox and Friends First, concerns the Israel-Hamas war is spreading. The State Department now warning Americans to leave Lebanon immediately due to Hezbollah terrorists exchanging rocket fire with Israel. On a terrible anniversary, the terror bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut 40 years ago, 220 U.S. Marines on a peacekeeping mission killed as they slept. America's listening to Fox News.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Here's a look at local news. An attorney with the Illinois Comptroller's Office out of a job over anti-Semitic comments she made on Instagram. Comptroller's Office announced they fired the employee, and a screenshot of the Instagram exchange was reposted to X. During the exchange, the lawyer reportedly said, "All you Zionists will pay, and Hitler should have eradicated all of you." Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services will temporarily pause new enrollees for the health benefits for immigrant seniors program. The pause will take effect November the 6th. HFS previously announcing that the new HBIS enrollment would be temporarily paused at 16,500 individuals. An enrollment benchmark the program is expected to reach in the coming weeks. Illinois' unemployment rate up. The Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate increased by 0.3% last month to 4.4. However, non-farm payroll jobs decreased by 9,500 in September to a record high, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Really want to promote our emergency room services at Heart of Mary. Getting ready to do a campaign just to show the community what a great service that is when you're in a health emergency and you need care. Our team at Heart of Mary will take great care of you, and we'll get you in and out. Our wait times are usually less than 10 minutes. Door-to-provider times have run under 15 minutes, and so you're going to see a physician in less than 20 minutes when you come to Heart of Mary ER. I think that that's a sensational service for the community. One other area I want to promote is that OSF Heart of Mary is in network with your health insurance provider. We take all insurances, everything that is in the community, all payers, our providers, our hospital, our ancillary departments, our new surgery center, and our urgent cares accept your insurance. And so if you're having trouble getting in with a provider, know that OSF can see you timely, quickly, and we take your plan.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground, plus sewer, waterline, and sump pump repairs. For details on this great 45-year family-owned business, just go to FredCU.com. That's FredCU.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle Saturday. Nice wind in store for mid to late October. Changes ahead, though. Come the weekend in Barcelona next week. 68 today with a mostly sunny sky and increasing southeast to south wind. Not so cool tonight. Skies fair. Dawn temperature with a south wind down to 54. Tomorrow, windy and warmer day with temperatures well above average at about 77 with a partly cloudy sky and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Lows near 60 and a windy and mild day on Wednesday. Variably cloudy, couple of showers in the morning again for the afternoon. The high about 73 degrees. Plenty of wet weather ahead for Thursday, Friday into the front part of the weekend. High temperatures on Thursday at 75, 77 on Friday. Showers continue for the weekend and back into much cooler and colder weather. Highest temperatures expected into the 60s Saturday and Sunday. May not get out of the 40s around here by mid next week. For Stevie G, broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, good to have you here. It's 8:36, ESPN 93.5. All right, so a really hard loss. We're covering that extensively. Then boys will talk about this afternoon. Jay Layman after three. Mm-hmm. Luke Altmyer, the quarterback, after four, who I think had a really good game. We struggled late, obviously. Couldn't get a first down after about the first half of the third quarter. It was a little harder. I'm telling you, the wind was a huge factor. We drove all the way down. Got that final touchdown with Caden Fagan, and just he looked like Chase Brown at that point where he just waited and then zoop, 12 yards into the end zone.
Yeah.
And was really, really, really good. And then you felt pretty good at 21-7.
Mm-hmm.
Then you switched the wind. Wind was a big deal. It's hard to throw against that wind. And
we were rooting for the cheerleaders carrying those big flags.
Oh,
they
my.
Were like totally oh. slanted yeah. and trying to run with everybody else.
There is a picture that the best one I've seen. It's on Twitter, and it shows Johnny leading with his hands and his face mask. In this picture, just straight forward. His head is straight forward.
That's right.
And then, you know, as the speed of the play, you know, head is clearly near his neck, but it's not a targeting from the standpoint leading with the crown of your helmet. He led with his hands.
I know.
And the picture's on X, formerly Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you send to the Big Ten right there and say,
right.
Does that look like targeting?
So if I search Johnny Newton, is it underneath his Twitter, I wonder?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know who even posted it. It might have been Brett Bielma's line. I don't know if he did it. But
okay.
Anyway, I took a picture of it because, well, man, that lost the game.
That's right.
Brett Bielma after the game.
Obviously a very tough one to swallow. I'll give a lot of credit to our fans. The homecoming crowd out there today was absolutely awesome. I know that we haven't been able to secure a win for these guys and the fans, but to show up the way they did today on a beautiful day, and really thought we did enough to win this game. I know our preparation guys were into it, locked in. I really thought offense, defense, special teams felt good about the plan coming in. Obviously could execute some things, have a lot of guys stepping up into new roles or new opportunities, and I thought on offense, you know, to get Caden more involved in the game. Luke continues to do good things in the creative department with his legs. He did a lot of really different things. Got a couple guys involved offensively in the throw game. Defensively, we had a few guys get back healthy, but we're just paper thin a couple times at certain positions. And just the flow of the game was very frustrating. And, one thing we have now is obviously a bye week to kind of gather our thoughts. And we got a four-game schedule that's got all Big Ten teams in front of us. And, you know, we obviously got to take it one game at a time, but at least those four games on the back end, you'd hope be able to get ourselves in a position to be a little bit of a light at the end of the year that's positive.
What kind of explanation did you get on the what was called targeting, Johnny?
Zero. I've been in this league a long time. Everybody's always gonna, you know, have their opinions on things, and I love the Big Ten. I love the officials, what they are, but I literally had some things, not only just this game, but over the course of the year, I'm just tired of it. I can't handle it. I don't understand it. Very frustrating. There's just a small synopsis at the end. I need those timeouts, right? And I had to call a timeout because they clapped, which made our guys jump, right? And I had to point it out to them because they could do it on the next play, and if they're going to allow it. So now they're down a timeout. Obviously, then at the end of the half, they're at the end of the game. They have a big play. Get it down to the 5-yard line. We see them sub. So we sub, and they don't ever. They said they made a mistake and didn't T-bar, right? Which makes us burn a timeout, which was all the difference in the world in an end-of-game scenario. And then the play on Johnny, obviously, we'll appeal it. You know, I saw it on the field. One of the things we wanted to do with this quarterback, sometimes when you have open hits on the quarterback, it's very tempting to lead with your head. And we've been trying to teach those guys to go for the ball. He was really loose on the ball. We obviously got one out in the first half. There was a play at the end of the game last week against Iowa where they got the ball out. So I think Johnny actually led with his hands. And it just turned the game. It's maddening. It's absolutely the most frustrating thing to have one of your best players make a great play and to have it go 30 yards the other way is just insanity.
What do you do then, Brett, with the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had to do this before. So you can appeal those, right? So routinely on any given week, I try to minimize it. I'll turn in, you know, last week I turned in 4 plays and all 4 came back. Yeah, we'll get better, right? I don't know how many I'll turn in this one, but those kids deserve an answer. I get it, I'm the head coach, but those guys deserve an answer, right? Fans deserve an answer. And we didn't do enough to win the game, hands down, that's what it is. But to have things that are just routinely taken from you, it's sickening.
Well, again, I'm looking at this X post.
Yeah.
It says Brett Bielema, at Brett Bielema. So it's off his.
Okay.
And it's the picture you send because No person seeing that would say, gosh, he looks like he's trying to hit him in the head with the top crown of his helmet. That's not what happened. Well, you remember last year, Devin Witherspoon had a pass interference call on the Purdue wide receiver, which, again, horrible call. That was a pretty big game. We're going to the Big Ten Championship. We win that game. And so the next play, they throw it in the corner of the end zone and get a touchdown. That was huge. And that was absolutely a bad call. So I don't know. Maybe when you're going through transitional stuff, trying to get better, get more respect, all these other things, Michigan, Ohio State wouldn't have that called on them. I'm sorry. Penn State. Crying a little bit here. All right. So from that to Brad Underwood.
Yes. As my eyesight has now gotten to the point where I can't read that.
Stat sheet.
Without readers. So I think we're going to have to add about 10 pair of readers around the locker room and the bench.
Because you never know where they are.
I know.
See the scouting report. But I'd like to thank Ottawa. Obviously, there's a connection there with Joey, and it's been well documented. But that's a good basketball team. It's a good NAIA basketball team. And I'm going to enjoy watching and following their progress throughout the season and did some things that caused us some problems and now I'm excited to go watch film and learn from that. Most of the emphasis going into tonight was not about personnel or anything they did. It was about just us having a fundamental base and making all of the fundamental plays that we've been working on and trying not to make mistakes and communicate and over communicate and value possessions. I thought we did a lot of good things. I loved the start of the game, obviously. Luke got us going. Marcus got us a couple extra possessions with offensive rebounds. I love the fact we had 26 assists. I was very disappointed in the fact we gave up 5 threes. Most of those were on very poor closeouts. I think one was contested. I loved, I really challenged him at halftime. I loved the start of the second half. I don't know what the 5-6 minute drought. I thought our defense had some bite and, played everybody even minutes, and it was great to see Nico and Draven and Imani get their feet wet and all find some success. So a little different one coming in 9 days. A lot to work on, a lot to continue to grow and educate and talk through, but a lot of positives today.
All right, Brad Underwood after the game against Ottawa, the exhibition, another exhibition with Kansas, the fundraiser Sunday night.
At 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And Luke Altmaier is going to be talking about it tomorrow when he's here
Luke,
at ESPN.
Luke Goody. We got our Lukes confused. That's okay. Luke Altmaier today. Luke Goody tomorrow. Your name has to be Luke to be on our
it's
station.
It's the Luke Show after 4 on the drive.
Luke Show after 4. it's absolutely, hopeful again. But, as Illini fans, everybody will say, well, we'll go bad. That's just kind of the thing. Anyway, I'm not giving up on the football team. I really am not. You beat Maryland, should have beat Wisconsin. We can play with anybody from now on. Minnesota just beat Iowa at Iowa. I don't think Iowa's got an offense that's very good. Really good defense. So any game is open. Indiana, certainly, we're better than. Whether we win, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Those Indiana and Northwestern are home.
Next up is Minnesota on the 4th.
Yeah, and then it's Indiana, then it's at Iowa, then it's Northwestern here. And again, we're better, clearly. I don't know if we'll win, but we're better than Indiana and Northwestern. So that gets you to 5. And then you got to beat at Minnesota or at Iowa. And you won at Maryland. Maryland's better than Iowa and Minnesota. So it's not like you can't. You're not going to be favored to, but we'll just see how they respond. We need Keith Randolph back. He's the law firm partner with Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton played like an all-American NFL first-round draft pick on Saturday. In light of the penalty, he certainly did. And a controversial penalty, I think. All right, 8:46, rest of sports headlines. You got your Minnesota hosting San Francisco Monday night, right?
That's right. And when it comes to the Bears, I'm just reading off of here about the rookie quarterback and backup running back leading the Chicago Bears to their first win in Soldier Field in 13 months. Tyson Bagent, a 23-year-old undrafted free agent playing in place of injured Justin Fields, led the 30-12 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders.
And Raiders aren't very good. And Jimmy Garoppolo was out. He did not play. So they had Brian Hoyer, who's, professional quarterback, but yeah.
He became the first Bears quarterback to win his first career start since Craig Krenzel in 2004. It was the Chicago Bears' first home win since September 25th, 2022.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Bandon
was a
September 22nd, 2022. That is over
right, 13
a year
months. I know.
Ago. So the Bears won at home, and yet the Bears fans are still there, and they're still cheering. Good for them.
Right. Bagent, the Division II product from Shepherd University.
Where's Shepherd University?
Who holds the NCAA record for career touchdown passes, 159.
Wow.
Prepared all week as the starter, Justin Fields, suffered a dislocated thumb against the Minnesota Vikings.
And I'm all high on CrossFit. Because that's what I'm doing, because Christian owns the gym. Mm-hmm. We do pay full subscription. Right?
Okay.
Janet and I both pay.
All right.
Full boat.
Now we know.
Anyway.
And Stevie J Broadcasting employees, welcome to
CrossFit.
All
the Stevie J Broadcasting employees.
Our fitness incentives are there.
Get free membership to CrossFit.
I just need to
now,
step up and do it.
One person has taken up this offer. Anyway, I think CrossFit will become more and more prevalent in the game, and I think that There must be a way, and I think it's happening in the Chicagoland area, where there is actually a class in high schools now called CrossFit.
Mm.
And in lieu of it making ESPN for the games, I think this thing's going to really grow. It's a tremendous way to get fit. Best I've ever been part of.
Well, and it's not a long workout.
It's a hard workout. I mean,
hard burst.
Today will take me, the time cap today on what we're doing, you got to do burpees. And wall balls. That means you take a medicine ball and shove it way up high on the wall. and that's going to take 12 minutes. 13 minutes is the cap. I think I can get it in 12. And that is going to be absolutely grueling. When I'm done with that, I'll be very huffy puffy, but then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do an hour and a half of kind of casual towel around your neck?
No. And
or 12 minutes?
No. I mean, no to both.
That gotcha. Thanks for your honesty, Diane.
I want to walk.
That's sports.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? Merle Norman is just the place. Join in on the fun and frolicking on Witch's Day Out, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11, at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking door prizes, a spinning wheel with prizes and treats. Gather your friends and jump on your broom for a day of fun. Learn what works for your skin and rock some hot new looks. It's the fun Witch's Day Out at Merle Norman, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11.
The world's largest sports book, ready your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Call the roofing company that is family-owned and operated, licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer excellent customer service and make our customer needs our top priority. Roof Doctors has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. It's easy to see why we have hundreds of very happy customers. Call us today for your free estimate or to discuss your upcoming project at 328-7529 or visit RoofDoctorsCo.com. That is 328-7529 or RoofDoctorsCo.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Anvis Saturday. Some nice mild days ahead. Plenty of rain ahead. Get it done while you may, where you can, and the best you can over the second half of the weekend. A couple of more outbreaks expected over the weekend as we transition into more or less a mid to late November feel come early to mid next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder. Afternoon highs today on your Monday at about 68. The southeast to south wind increasing at 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cool tonight. Fair and in the 50s. Tomorrow, windy, warmer, partly cloudy, 77 for the high. That's almost 15 above average with a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers break out after midnight tomorrow night. Lows down to about 60 and up to 73 we climb with a couple of showers both morning and afternoon on Wednesday. Breezy, mild weather Thursday. More rain ahead both morning and afternoon. The high about 75. A couple of showers and thunderstorms 77 on Friday. Showers for the weekend. High temperatures in the 60s, but by Monday, Tuesday next week, only in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Greg Soldier.
Yeah, one more note about Illinois football. We're 1-4. We're last place in the West. But if you can win at Minnesota, and I understand Minnesota went to Iowa and won 12-10, and I think you can. Again, my basis of reasoning is you won at Maryland. So Maryland's better than Minnesota. You have a chance to beat Minnesota. If you beat Minnesota, we'll be favored to go to a bowl. Think of it that way. You beat Minnesota, you're favored to go to a bowl because you're going to be favored against Indiana, Northwestern at home. So there's that.
If we pivot to a basketball trending story right now, thanks, Adam, for the text at 359-2255. Indiana University basketball player arrested after refusing to leave Taco Bell. This one says misdemeanor charges. I see a mugshot here about freshman basketball store, Indiana. Late night incident at Taco Bell. So I haven't got all the criminal charges looked at here, but this is a quick assessment of something that happened over the weekend for the Hoosiers.
We don't know who that is. Doesn't say.
That's right. It's Mackenzie McGabo. M-G-B-A-K-O is his last name.
But he's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway,
he's 18.
Always bad to have mm-hmm. that happen to somebody.
3:18 Sunday morning.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Would Ron Turner say nothing good happens after midnight?
That's right.
So you need to get home, and who knows what happened, but Taco Bell's open at 318 in Bloomington,
Indiana? Absolutely. Is it open They're here? Open everywhere. It is a happening place. I mean, after the bars closed.
Didn't they close IHOP because of the drug dealing at 342 in the morning?
Those hours are crazy.
And who would possibly work at IHOP or anywhere else at 2 in the morning?
I mean, it is entertaining to try to make out their order. Would you want with a waitress? Speech.
Would you want a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant at 3 a.m. on a college campus? Remember, I broadcast live from Dunedin, New Zealand. It was 16 hours ahead. Mm-hmm. I was on at 7 a.m. or whatever the timing was, and it was midnight in Dunedin, New Zealand. And the college kids would come into McDonald's where I was, and it just got really loud. You remember how loud that was?
Yeah.
Well, they'd been drinking.
I know that.
And so it has the loud inside voice going, so that thing. So anyway, that's the 24/7 stuff. So anyway, IU basketball player arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? So figure it out. Okay. So again, we're done till Sunday on basketball. We're done till a week from Saturday on football.
It's looking like it was a drive-through incident, and the police, he refused to leave the car, and the officers had to use a baton to break the passenger side window.
What the world?
To unlock the doors.
That is nuts.
And then placed at Monroe County Jail in handcuffs.
Well, did you see the
posted
video?
Posted bond at 5:25 a.m. and then released.
Did you see the video? Was it Jack in the Box? Look up Jack in the Box drive-thru. And see, this woman, they got in a spat in the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
And it was an order mix-up, and the guy was mad, and then she threw stuff at him. And then she casually walked away and came back with a gun and started shooting at the truck. Shooting at the truck. The worker did. See if that comes up.
Okay.
Jack in the Box, drive through. It's just some of the, again, it's like, wow. First of all, I can't tell you the last time I went to a drive through.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Yeah, I'm seeing that happen. It looks like it's the Houston area.
And that's Jack in the Box?
Worker defends herself.
Defends herself?
Yeah.
What, because he threw a packet of ketchup at her?
Right.
So she got a
loaded... Over a dispute about the meal.
Uh-huh. And then she got a gun and started firing it, and they peeled out because they were getting shot. Unbelievable.
Okay.
All right. Happy.
Happened over by the airport.
Happy thoughts. Let's go back and be this happy place. do not
test. What a start to our week.
Says, don't go to Marianne's after 2 a.m. Who would go to Marianne's after 2
right.
a.m.?
That would be a that would be our do.
Yeah, why wouldn't... Yeah, don't go to Marianne's after 2 to 5 a.m. They take over. Somebody actually got shot in the parking lot there 2 months ago in the leg. Oh, my gosh. Waitress is telling me... why would you go anywhere at 2 a.m.? I mean, really, I don't care who you are.
It's entertaining.
You need to go to bed and you need to stop the binge drinking, children.
Right, right.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
God willing.
That's good.
Don't forget Jay Layman after 3. Don't want to miss him. What's he think?
So much good energy.
Does Jay think it was targeting? I want to know that. Does Luke Altmaier, he's probably not going to say, but I mean,
right.
It's one of those, I guess you can argue based on the rule. I don't know. But maybe, but it could not have been called too. And I guess they still called roughing, which still would have given him the yardage, but it was a 30-yard play because we had the loss versus the 15, not to count the momentum. So let me cry some more.
All right.
Anyway.
Have a good day.
See you tomorrow. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Make
plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground, plus sewer, water line, and sump pump repairs. For details on this great 45-year family-owned business, just go to FredCU.com. That's FredCU.com. This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.